بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
So recently in the world, we see the different cases of Quran desecration, Quran burning in European countries, unfortunately under the protection of police and security guards. This is the violation of Islamic laws, the Quran desecration and Quran burning. Now, when getting back to the Islamic history, we could find that during the history of Islam, before Islam, the advent of Islam, we can say the army of Abraha from Abyssinia was supposed to attack Holy Kaaba. And Allah himself, according to the ayahs of the Holy Quran, defended the Holy Kaaba with sending sparrows, or we can say little birds, with the fiery stones in their heads, you know, on the army of Abraha, and somehow defended his right, his holy house, his holy Kaaba. Now, why not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defends his book, the Holy Quran, through such miraculous actions?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we are talking about the concept of miracle, or technically speaking in Islamic terminology, mu'jaza. So mu'jaza is a supernatural action done by a prophet to prove his prophethood. Now, when we study the theological books, we have different words for this supernatural action. I mean, technically speaking, mu'jaza is the technical term for that supernatural action done by a prophet. A person claims that he is sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is connected to the divine, and to prove his claim, he need to bring a supernatural, to perform a supernatural deed that yes, other people are not able to do that. And this is called mu'jaza.
That's right.
Then we have kirama. Kirama is the same, but technically it is what is done by the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, because they do not claim prophethood. They claim to be the Imams.
Yes.
So this is a supernatural action by Imam, and this is called kirama, to be distinguished from mu'jaza,
yes,
done by a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And the third technical term here is called irhas.
Yes.
Irhas is something that happens before the advent of a prophet. And this is the case with what happened during the event of Abraha, because at that time there was no prophet. Prophet Muhammad was not yet born.
Yes.
So we cannot...
It was the same year he was born, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was
Amul Fil, yes. So 40 years later, he was chosen as the last prophet. So still he is not in need of performing a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, this is called irhas.
Yes.
As a supernatural deed, which is, performed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the advent of a prophet.
Yes.
These are three technical terms that we have, and we know that the, lasting miracle of our prophet is the Noble Book of Quran.
That's right.
That is about different terms in theological discussions. Now, there is no doubt about the fact that when that army tried to attack the Holy Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, performed this miracle,
yes,
and he defended his holy land and his holy house.
So you mean irhas is done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly?
Yeah.
It is not related to prophets.
No.
But it is a proof for the authentication of a presence of a prophet or something
and
like that.
And it is related to the coming of our prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, because That is why people call it Irhas, mm-hmm. because somehow it is related to the coming of a prophet.
Yes.
It is happening in the same year mm-hmm. as the birth of the prophet, which is giving people a sign
okay.
of coming of a prophet.
That's right.
Now, the point is that when we talk about the concept of miracle, we shouldn't think that miracle is going to happen on a daily basis. No. Referring to the verses of the Quran about the prophets, peace be upon them, we see that, I mean, each and every prophet performed maybe two or three miracles. Our prophet, his most significant miracle is the Noble Book of Quran and maybe a few other cases. In many cases, people ask the prophet to show a miracle, but this request was not accepted.
Yes.
Because we are talking about a supernatural action, which is against the laws and principles that people are familiar with. So we shouldn't expect the Prophet, we shouldn't expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perform miracle on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's not a miracle anymore.
Yes.
So that is one point. The other point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human beings with free will.
Yes.
There is no jabr or predestination. Now imagine for each and every forbidden action, which is, I mean, a very heinous act, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to intervene. Which it will result, the result of this is that people are not free anymore. So imagine I'm going to do a forbidden action, and right after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish me.
Mm-hmm.
So for sure, no one is going to do any forbidden action because they are fearful of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right after the action. So this is not free will anymore. I mean, people may go, may be righteous, may not do any haram action anymore, but this is out of force. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sunnah, and the law, the divine law, is not to punish the people in this world right after their actions.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions. In Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Miracle is an exception. I mean, it's not going to happen, as I mentioned, mm-hmm. on a daily basis.
Okay.
So imagine, I mean, which one is, I mean, when we compare burning a Quran
yes.
and killing a nobleman like Imam yes. al-Hussein alayhi salam,
mm-hmm.
which one is more heinous?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that to kill Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is, of course, a more heinous action.
Okay.
So did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish the killers of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam? So it was possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to even punish them before
yes.
the tragedy of Karbala. Or all the other people who killed all the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, except for Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, who is in his major occultation. So we shouldn't expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
yes.
to punish any disbeliever right after he's doing a heinous action. No.
But Sheikh, the punishment might not be at the moment, for example, out of a sudden, but for example, through some means, or for example, in the future years, there will be some punishment for
it
sure.
It might happen.
Okay.
I'm not negating that.
Mm-hmm.
But this world is not, I mean, willed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the place for reward mm-hmm. and punishment.
Okay.
And that is one of the philosophies for having hereafter. That is the main abode for punishment and reward. Otherwise, people may not feel that they have free will anymore. And that is why you see that many disbelievers may not be punished in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the questions.
That's
the
right.
answer is that the punishment is mainly in the hereafter and, of course, in the
mm-hmm.
world of Barzakh, in the grave.
But for sure, Quran burning and Quran desecration by a Muslim, of course, so-called pseudo-called Muslims, you know, pseudo-Muslim, is a heinous act.
Sure.
Maybe the most heinous act that a person can do.
But as I mentioned, already people have killed Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, a living Imam. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intervene? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not intervene because people are created to act based upon their free will, and there is not, jab or predestination. Let me give you another example. People compare burning the Quran to the army of Abraha. Now, my question is that, was it the only case in the history of Islam that the Kaaba was desecrated and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intervened?
Yes.
We have other examples that some people, especially some Muslims, somehow damaged the Holy Kaaba. Mm-hmm. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not intervene. Maybe the best example is what happened by the army of Yazid. We know that after the event of Ashura, there were several uprisings by people who were against Yazid ibn Muawiyah. One of them was the uprising of the people of Medina. Mm-hmm. To confront them, Yazid sent an army led by Muslim ibn Uqba. And we know that what happened in the city of Medina for a couple of days, they plundered the people, they desecrated the women and so on and so forth. Then Abdullah bin Zubair, who at that time was in the city of Mecca, he also opposed Yazid ibn Muawiyah, and Yazid sent an army by Muslim ibn Uqba to the city of Mecca. And of course, on the way to Mecca, he passed away, and Husayn ibn Umair, he became the leader of that army. And then there was, army of Abdullah ibn Zubair, they took refuge in Kaaba, inside the holy city of Kaaba. And the history tells us that the army of Husayn ibn Umair, they somehow, used catapult and somehow damaged a part of the Kaaba. And they burned the holy Kaaba, or at least a part of it. And of course, later they heard the news of the death of Yazid ibn Muawiyah, and they left the city. Now, the question is that in this event also, the Holy Kaaba is partly damaged and burned. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not intervene. This is my point. Miracles are exceptions. They are not going to happen on a daily basis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world, has created human beings to act based upon their free will. Mm-hmm. And for that, people are free to do good actions, to do bad actions. As I mentioned, if they feel that they will be punished right after doing a prohibited actions, no one is going to do any prohibited actions anymore.
That's right.
They will be righteous, but this righteousness is not of any value because they are forced to be righteous.
That's right.
For that, yes, people may do many heinous actions. Nowadays, we have these superpowers killing so many innocent women, children in different parts of the world, which is not less than burning the Quran, I believe. But still, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them time. This is the whole philosophy of creating human beings with free will, and they need to wait their punishment in the hereafter. Of course, in some cases, people may taste some punishment in this world, but the main punishment is in the world of Barzakh and mainly in the hereafter.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh. We can't say our Arab English Radio Call of Islam page and all his staff condemn this action, this heinous action of burning the Holy Quran, desecration of any type of holy scripture, because Islam has respect for all the holy scriptures, holy books and denominations, religious denominations all across the world. And really, we can say this is not a kind of freedom of action or freedom of speech. You know, that you, under the police protection, burn the holy book of a majority of the believing people all across the world. We condemn this action from the side of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page, and Call of Islam Radio. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan li Ali wa Husayn وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن